Start your computations for time warp.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure these patties, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs.
Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This is Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time-traveling with Edward.
And now another episode of As the Wood Turns.
Don't you want us to have a healthy relationship, Logan?
Yes, Brooke. More than anything in the world.
Why should I believe you?
I'm implementing our forest stewardship plan. And I'm talking with the folks at the Natural Resources Conservation Service about getting assistance through their Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
Equip, Logan? Oh, you really do care.
EQIP can't make your relationships healthier, but it can lead to healthier forests. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. An idea for a short story about people in Manhattan who were constantly creating these real unnecessary neurotic problems for themselves because it keeps them from dealing with more unsolvable, terrifying problems about the universe.
I like it when you get an uncontrollable urge.
Yeah, I know, it's my best feature.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it, he kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
Sweet.
may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
Good evening and welcome to to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Oh yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a theme in one way or another. And this week, we are time traveling back to the 1970s with another installment of my Tears of the Gods Sounds of the 70s subseries. And in this episode, we're featuring Fleetwood Mac, and most particularly, their guitar player, Lindsey Buckingham, who, among other things, plays with his fingers and not a pick. Fingers of both hands, not just on the fretboard there, which is something that that I do, and it's a very powerful way to play the guitar, although it takes some extra work to figure out how to do that. Yeah, this episode could actually be called more Sounds of the Mostly 1970s, as I extend slightly past that decade to incorporate Fleetwood Mac songs that I really want to play for you. But for the most part, we're time traveling back to the latter 1970s, 1975 and 1979. And I didn't pay attention to Fleetwood Mac originally in the 1970s. It was only a few years ago when I accidentally or fortuitously acquired a bunch of their albums left in a box on the street. And I began to listen to them. I made it my fave Fleetwood Mac running playlist, and I was looking at the composers on them, and I was surprised to find out that most of my favorites were written by Lindsey Buckingham. And the band formed in 1967, went through a whole bunch of changes, had some great success, a whole lot of drug use. Yeah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And, well, thank you very much to my colleague, Chris Earle here.
Yes, did somebody say time travel, Edward? Here I am.
Yes, Chris hosted and may host again his outstanding time traveling program here on WMFO.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I love the 70s. I love Fleetwood Mac, and they were kind of a slow burn for me, too. I was very young in the 70s. But I do remember early memories of Stevie Nicks twirling her baton to Tusk with the full band. Lindsey Buckingham, of course, and Mick Fleetwood and Christine McVie. Just great stuff. And you're right, they had a lot of sex. And they broke up and they got back together and they broke up. And I guess Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham still don't get along. Stevie Nicks is actually playing Saturday Night Live this weekend for their 50th anniversary show.
Mm-hmm.
So it is... this Saturday, so that'll be exciting to see Stevie Nicks again.
Yep, and that Rumors album, it's, in my mind, the perfect album, one of the greatest rock and roll albums there.
Fantastic.
But it almost didn't get made because they almost just blew up without finishing it, but thankfully that didn't happen. Yeah, so speaking of the 1970s, I know my brother Philip had... He lived through all of the 1970s, but he probably didn't remember too much of that going on.
He's forgotten more than we'll ever know.
And John Fisk, I think, probably remembers a lot of the 1970s, as does Chuck and Diane. Arthur, I know you were born in the 70s, but I wonder how much of that you remember. And then certainly my nephews, Dylan and Ryan Buchert, they're 12 years old right now, and
yep,
they hopefully will experience the full decade of the 70s,
mm-hmm,
but the 2070s.
Start with some Fleetwood Mac, maybe a little Clash later on in the 70s.
Mm.
They'll probably like that. The Clash seems to be getting generational as time goes on.
So, in the rest of this show, for the first time ever, I'm going to be strictly alternating between a song from our featured artist and another band. So the idea with the Tears of the Gods versus a plastic sushi is that plastic sushi always start off with some Japanese music that matches the theme. Then we kind of often go relentlessly genre jumping from one style of a music to another. Here on the Tears of the Gods, we go deep, always having some sort of a feature for you. And yes, in this episode, pretty much it's all music from the 1970s, except pushing a little bit on the Fleetwood Mac. And we've got right now, we are playing a Jeff Beck, and he's going to be providing all of our ambiance. Well, him and his Jeff Beck group. This is Max's tune from Rough and Ready of 1971. And our audio clips are, in particular, we got Woody Allen's 1977 film Annie Hall and his 1979 film Manhattan.
Great.
Also, the TV shows are All in the Family, which ran on CBS from 1971 to 1979. Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And Columbo with Peter Falk.
Oh, one of the best characters of all time, Columbo. Archie Bunker, too, of course.
So, with that, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going. And again, we're going to be alternating between our featured artist, Fleetwood Mac, and some other...
A little Mac attack. Mac attack. Have a great show, Edward. Good to see you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this song, this is actually from Lindsey Buckingham from his album Say You Will. And this song is called Come. And it is one of the most intense guitar solos. And, yeah. WMFO. Dubs Free for Radio.
Think of me, sweet darling. Every time you're feeling sad. Tomorrow morning I will wake up.
Given to fits of rage, Jewish liberal paranoia, male chauvinism, self-righteous misanthropy, and nihilistic moods of despair. He had complaints about life, but never any solutions. He longed to be an artist, but balked at the necessary sacrifices. In his most private moments, he spoke of his fear of death, which he elevated to tragic heights, when in fact it was mere narcissism.
And if you don't love me now, we'll never. I drop the case, and I plead non-compos mentis, and I apologize to your habeas and your corpus.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, broadcasting on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And the theme of this episode, well, it's another in my continuing Tears of the Gods sub-series, Sounds of the 70s. And in this evening's sound collage, we are featuring Fleetwood Mac, and most particularly songs composed by their guitarist. He was one of several guitarists over the course of the band's long career. But Lindsey Buckingham, yes. We began our first main set of the evening with Fleetwood Mac and, well, Lindsey Buckingham from their Say You Will album, actually of 2003. But it's an incredibly intense song called Come, and his guitar solo in there just, wow, really blew me away. And then from 1975, it was Aerosmith with Adam's Apple from the perfect album Toys in the Attic. Oh, audio clip from Fantasy Island. And as I mentioned, we're alternating between our featured artists and then some other songs. So it was Fleetwood Mac again with Monday Morning. And a little bit from Star Wars, There Is No Try. And then some real funk music from 1975 with Parliament. And super groovalistic profunkistation composed by George Clinton Jr. And there's a little clip from Woody Allen's Manhattan movie and from Fleetwood Mac's perfect Rumors album, The Chain. And we concluded right after a little clip from Sanford and Son. We concluded with the German band. I think the most obscure track in this evening's sound collage, called After Eight, from their Noise 75 album. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, as is all the ambiance, the music or sounds I play during the breaks, this is Jeff Beck. And here he is collaborating with the Jan Hammer Group, a live album. This is called Darkness, Earth in Search of a Sun, a medley. So, in the next set, well, as I mentioned, unlike most rock guitarists, certainly, Lindsey Buckingham doesn't use a pick. He plays with his individual fingers, which is also the way Jeff Beck played most of his career. And Merle Travis, Chet Atkins, other great guitar players. It's just an incredibly powerful way to play the instrument, although it takes a bit more figuring out. So in the next set here, I'm going to do what I call going full circle. Going way back to 1968, Peter Green was a co-founder of the original Fleetwood Mac, along with their drummer Mick Fleetwood and guitarist Jeremy Spencer. That was before bassist John McVie joined the lineup for their self-titled debut album. And we are going to hear a very intense song composed by Peter Green. The Green Manalishi, that was basically about a nightmare that he had. And as we go through this whole set, we're going to hear some other 1970s classics like some Cheech and Chong for ya. A sort of comedy bit called The Big Sniff. And then also from Fleetwood Mac, we're going to be hearing Little Lies, and we're going to hear, well, I'm not actually going to go and tell you what all the Fleetwood Mac songs in the next set. I will say I'm going to play you some Sex Pistols, and we're going to go relatively deep in that, not one of the more commonly played ones. Also, we'll hear from the Eagles and movie bits from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Manhattan, Columbo with Peter Falk, Battlestar Galactica, and more Star Wars in there. And as I said, we're going to go full circle and hear a very cool cover of Green Man Alishi from 1979 by Judas Priest. So all that begins for you now. The Green Man Alishi.
When the day goes to sleep and the full moon rips, night is so black that the darkness cooks. You call me creeping around, making me do things I don't want. We'll be right back.
shirt.
Hey, come on. Hey, don't put me in there. Look, you're making a big mistake. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just standing there. Hey, come on. Oh, jeez. Hey, look, I'm not like these mutts. I'm registered. I got papers and everything. Look, you don't believe me? Call my human. Look, the number's right here on the tag. Hey, where you going? Hey, come on. Give me a break. Oh, Jesus, I'm worth over $300, will ya?